Vivek Shiva, to address the security and humanitarian situation in the country. You have the floor, Mr. Shiva.
I welcome the high delegation of the DRC for the exceptional report and accepting to participate in this so important dialogue. We know the progress of the State Party to enact laws and policies related to gender equality and women's rights, namely the decree from 2023 on the establishment, organization, and operation of integrated multisectoral services, service centers for survivors of gender-based violence, establishment of police stations, GBV coordinators, mobile clinics and safe spaces in camps for internally displaced persons, and also an action plan to strengthen the humanitarian response. Despite that, the humanitarian crisis and the high levels of poverty, internal displacement of women and children, food insecurity persist, creating severe risk of conflict-related sexual violence, mostly against women and girls, as the reports of MONUSCO also show that the great majority of women and girls are victims of such violence. The different forms of conflict-related sexual violence are accompanied also by extreme physical violence, as also said. It was said by the government this morning. In some cases, women raped and mutilated and killed and also burned, we heard. This is expression of extreme and deadly objectification and erasement of women. We know that also the official data show that over 170 cases of conflict-related sexual violence is perpetrated by Congolese police and armed forces. Ongoing conflict and poverty resulted in forced prostitution as a means of survival, and the estimated majority of those displaced in the DRC live outside camps and settlements, which creates also increased risk for violence, but also impact their social and economic rights. So my questions would be, first, of course, it's related with what I heard by your response of one of the governmental representatives. It's about data. Data really is needed in order for the State Party to take measures. So please provide data, if possible, disaggregated by age, sex, and type of violence on the number of women and girls who were victims of conflict-related sexual violence crimes in camps. So it is in the camps in Eastern DRC for 2024. What is the number also of investigation, and what are the outcomes of these investigations concerning allegations of sexual violence, including rape, perpetrated or condoned by state agents? And please, second, please indicate the actions applied by the State Party to upgrade gender-specific security measures in and around displacement sites in order to enhance protection and access to emergency response and to services for women and girls, IDPs, who are victims of conflict-related sexual violence in the camps. What are the strategies in your action plan also to strengthen the humanitarian response to address gender-based violence outside the camps, and measures applied for protection of migrant women, women with disabilities, and from other vulnerable groups? Third, what are the concrete positive results on women's security in Eastern DRC, of the program for security of disarmament, demobilization, community recovery, and stabilization? We heard some of your accents and some of your targets of this program, because this is meant to reduce the continuing proliferation and circulation of weapons, one of the most important issues and the most important issues for tackling insecurity. Fourth, how does the State Party ensure sustained emergency response and protection for women and girls fleeing the conflict, but also mitigation of potential social tensions and violence among IDPs, refugees, migrants, and host communities in Eastern DRC, in line with the national refugee policy and its obligation to protect of the state, to protect civilians under international and national law? And I think I would like to tackle a very important question. I would like to ask you about specific education and training on peace, because in order to break the cycle of violence, including conflict-related sexual violence, what are the measures that the State Party intends to take for intensifying awareness raising in society and in Eastern DRC, ensuring education and training for affirming the culture of peace and tolerance, and against the culture of violence and willingness to kill, against proliferation of arms and militarization? Measures encompassing especially youth in schools, but also representatives of relevant institutions like the police and defense. Is this education against the culture of violence and war, and for peace included in the human rights and gender equality strategies and programs of the country? And I would like to say that the DRC has unique opportunity to build a new system of governance based on the rule of law and culture of peace, based also on Congolese cultural traditions and identity rooted deeply in peace, tolerance, and forgiveness. Thank you.
Thank you very much.